That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. Today we are going to go behind the scenes of the Disneyland parks. We're going to see how the culture is behind the happiest place on earth.
I don't like this podcast.
Okay, Naz is worried that we're going to like ruin Disney for her. Lauren is a conspiracy theorist, and she thinks that there's like kids being eaten downstairs in some secret basement of tunnels.
Yeah.
You do not actually think that though.
I just don't, because I know I read a book. You guys know I went to college in Orlando, and I went to UCF. University of Central Florida. And one of the biggest areas and one of the biggest reasons why people go to UCF is because they have like one of the best hospitality programs ever. Because think of Orlando, like water parks, amusement parks, you know, all the attractions that tourists fly there to see. And so in a lot of my courses, there was a book we had to read, I think, that was like behind the scenes of Disney. And it just, it made me feel icky inside. But there's, you know, there's little things that we all know, like no one dies on Disney property. Like even if somebody
That's right.
Like even if somebody
I don't know this.
Refresh.
So if someone does die on Disney property,
they don't say it.
They don't take, they put them in an ambulance, take them out of property, and then they're declared dead outside of Disney property.
To prevent hauntings or paperwork?
Lauren's brain is amazing. Potentially. Who knows? And that's something I read a long time ago. I don't know if that's still the case, but so yeah, I don't know.
How do they get the right to do that? I mean, does everybody get declared dead at the hospital? Like, does anybody get
dead on scene?
Yeah, dead on scene.
Dead upon arrival. So I don't know.
Dead upon arrival.
So, I mean, like, how does Disney get away with that?
I don't know. Let me try and Google.
Not being able to be in the
We're not necessarily looking for dark sides of Disney.
We're definitely not. And I want to preface by saying that I got so many DMs from people who worked at Disney, and almost everyone had very positive experiences. They, like, a lot of them were like, it is the hardest work, but it was so worth it. And I learned so much. A lot of people say like, you're like, as young people, you're like not paid a lot and you're worked to the ground, but like you get so much great experience. It like takes you through life.
Right. And I'm sure they get some benefits too. I remember I tried out to be Jasmine while I was in college. Cause I was like, oh, I can make
you
extra money. Not Jasmine specifically, but in my brain, I was like, I want to be a cast member at Disney because, like, I'm me, you know? Yeah. So I went to the audition, and they teach you a dance, and you have to have rhythm, which is so annoying because I have my own rhythm, but I can't follow rhythm. Like, I am so terrible at choreography. I hate all that stuff so much. But because of the parades, you have to like know how to follow, you know, like a couple steps or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to be a princess and like wave from the float.
I know.
Like,
everyone goes into those auditions probably thinking that you're just going in for the princess, but there's just a billion other jobs.
Right. So I'll tell you guys everything I know or that I heard from that day, which again, everything grain of salt, who knows? This was a very long time ago because I graduated in 2012. But basically, I couldn't follow the steps, so I got eliminated like round one. But you have to like have rhythm and get those steps down in order to go to the next step. And then I heard that once you do get cast as a cast member, you have to learn their signature. I don't know if they still do this, but remember the books that you would buy at Disney? Mm-hmm. And you would get everyone's autograph, all the character or cast members' autographs. So you have to learn like Goofy's signature, and it has to be exact because, you know, if someone else is in Goofy continuity, the next day, it has to be continue. Yeah. So anyway,
so many little things I think about.
There's so much that goes into it. And that's just being a cast member, obviously.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do we have anyone on the line yet? Or,
we do.
We do? Okay. Are we ready to talk to them?
I have a little story to tell, an anecdote from somebody who couldn't be on the podcast today, but I'll do that after we get Rachel on the line.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
So we hear that you are a performer in Frozen at Disney.
Yes, I was.
You were. Mm-hmm. Who did you play?
So I was friends with young Anna and young Elsa. So I got to play like 20 years younger, which is cool.
What an ego boost.
I know.
They can't and hire children, obviously. So
right,
you're playing a child. Okay, got it.
Only for the stage, obviously. Yeah. I wish I could play that on camera. But so did that for them. I did the workshop. So I got to like create the show from the ground up. Ooh, first 20 actors cast, which was just amazing. And being with a Broadway director, Liesl Tommy, who now just directed the new Respect movie with them.
Wow, huge.
Yeah, and our original costumer who design all the costumes for the opening of Frozen live at the Hyperion at California Adventure. He was also the costumer for the Respect movie as well, and a bunch of other things that she's doing for the screen now. So it was really cool to get to create the show with somebody of such caliber. And then, you know, once we create the show and the show gets up on its feet, the original director, choreographer, everybody leaves. And then they bring in maintenance choreographers and directors that just basically start to teach the show their way to the next 20 and then the next 20 and then the next 20. And then eventually there's like 150 people in one show and a lot of cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. And the show just kind of starts to shift away from its original shape, you know.
So it was like tip-top Broadway quality, and then kind of like, it's kind of like a game of telephone.
Yes, exactly. It's a factory. It's seriously a Frozen factory. And Liesl Tommy, before she left us, she let us go and let us open the show, and it was beautiful. And then there became a version two where they cut out a whole lot of things that didn't further the story. Mm. However, they did keep some things that didn't further the story, like, I don't know. It was very weird getting to a different director every few months that changed it and made it something different. And Liesl told us before she left, like, once this becomes a Frozen factory, get out. Like, once you're not having fun anymore, get out. Because, you know, Disney is corporate. And, you know, and as a theater actor, it's nice to be on stage and everything is so organic and it just happens the way it happens. And then with maintenance directors that didn't create the show, but always thought like, well, I would do this if I was the director, you know, they come in and change things and kind of cheapen it. I mean, in most of our opinions, most of us, I feel every single person in the show would say the same thing. It got cheapened and it's just sad when you get to create that. And then so much of the heart is taken out because it just becomes like this mass produced, you know, thing.
Well, Naz and I can definitely vouch to this Broadway quality. Naz and I saw before Frozen went to that theater at California Adventure, we saw the Aladdin production. Yes. And holy moly, it was way better than the actual New York City Broadway version. Like, way better than the Broadway
version. I missed this.
No, I kept talking to Lard. I was like, Lard, it was so incredible. It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. You remember, Naz?
Oh, my God. Actually, I think we weren't expecting anything because...
We didn't.
In my head, I mean, you know, I forget that you pay ticket. I'm one of those people that, like, you pay at the entrance, but then once I'm in the park, I'm like, oh, a free Broadway show? Like,
yeah.
It's not free. But I'm like, oh, we could just get in line and watch a show. So I'm thinking, like, the bottom of the barrel. I've also used to seeing Beauty and the Beast at the parks in Orlando, which is just my... It's just so Shakespearean, and I just love the Beauty and the Beast story. So I was like, Aladdin's going to be super watered down. Like, you know, it's how are they going to make, like, a magic carpet fly? And Ashley and I get in, and it's just, it was like we were in a snow globe of Aladdin. It was just so magical, and, like, the elephant even seemed real and huge, and it was just so well done. Loved it.
It's truly amazing. That's what everybody says about the theme park shows versus the Broadway version, because I've heard about the Frozen Broadway and how it's very different. And that's just the thing with Disney, with Broadway Disney versus, like, the theme park is trying to accomplish, like, the movie on stage, which is what kids want to see.
Yeah.
Right. And we put up you know, Aladdin on Broadway or Frozen on Broadway, Mary Poppins on Broadway. It's not the same. And it really bothers me because I'm like, I want to see this song, that song, this song. And you cut those.
Right.
Or you made, like, the cute trolls, like, you know, in Frozen, these, like, sexy shirtless forest men. Like, I'm like, whoa, wait, aren't you supposed to be, like, short, stumpy little trolls that are made of rocks? Funny.
All right. So obviously I'm not technically a parent yet. So I can't talk about school and stuff, but all I know is that, Lauren, this next sponsor, I just really feel like you needed as a kid. It is Byju's, and it is it's a future school. It's where they, like, do a whole bunch of online tutoring, because even if you are a good student, like, I mean, maybe you weren't the best, but you can always use a little additional help in one area. Like, I could always have used an additional help in, like, math or science. And you, well,
basically all of them. Byju's Future School is a leading online learning platform revolutionizing education for millions of students worldwide. Students receive personalized attention with live access to a teacher in a one-on-one or a 1-to-4 setting. And they also have, like, really cool subjects like coding, really awesome,
really smart.
Like, really smart to get these kids coding at a young age, and music courses for grades 1 through 12, and math courses for grades 1 through 8. And Byju's math and music courses help build a foundation of knowledge and self-confidence. So join millions of parents who want a better learning experience for their children. Visit Byju's, BYJUS.com/US to get your first class free plus $25 gift card for Roblox, one of the hottest online gaming platforms in the world. That's BYJUS.com/US.
And just to add in a little bit more info about the coding course, which I actually think is so important to have out there right now, students get to explore the fundamentals of coding through their favorite games, like what you just said, Roblox and Minecraft. It's byjus.com, BYJUS.com/US.
What was the audition process like? Like, did you have to sing a Disney song?
My goodness. Like, so with the, you know, Aladdin was closing, and I was very against Aladdin closing because especially
so was I. I was like, they're replacing Aladdin with Frozen. I wanted to take everyone to California Adventure to see Aladdin afterward. And it was in, I think we saw it in its last month or something.
Wow. Yeah. That was the end of the millennial run at Disney.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I have a lot of friends, a lot of the people from Aladdin got into Frozen eventually, but it was like fighting tooth and nail to get in, which is so weird because when I auditioned for the workshop, it was basically like there was a workshop at Disney. Everybody knew it was going to be Frozen. They just couldn't label it Frozen. It was like H2, like the second show in the Hyperion, you know, whatever.
How many shows do you have a day or a week? Because I feel like it must be a lot.
Yeah, it used to be, I mean, it was 7 days a week until the last year where it became 5 days a week. But four shows a day the first 2 years. So people were just getting hurt left and right. We danced on our knees for 7 minutes a show, and there were four shows a day. And usually there's casts that switch off. In the beginning, it was just a one chunk of us that were approved to do the show safety wise. Lots of injuries happened. I got a concussion. Lots of things, like lots and lots of injuries. So, and there are a lot of people who are still physically messed up from these injuries years later, and Disney won't pay for it.
Uh-oh.
Even though we have proof that they took a toll on our bodies.
Wow.
So,
damn, that is a lot of good tea right there as you're sipping tea.
Out of a Disney mug. I feel like.
I'm a Disney girl forever, but I will spill the tea.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Rachel.
Yes, thank you for having me, you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for coming on and sharing that with us.
Yes, totally. Have a magical week.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, next up, we have Lizzie, who I believe that you worked at the park and then you transferred over to a Disney cruise?
I just did Disney cruise.
Did Disney cruise. Okay, yeah. So... tell us about how a Disney cruise is. Is it really one of the most wonderful places on earth?
And what was your role on a Disney cruise?
Yes.
Sure. So I was a main stage performer. So in the ships, I'm not sure about the parks, but there's main stage people. So we were like the musical people singing and that dancing and stuff. And then there's the character performers. So I was main stage. I was like on the stage doing, we did three different shows. I was on the Dream Ship, which goes out of Fort Lauderdale, near Fort Lauderdale, Cape Woo-hoo. Canaveral. Yeah.
So this is the most Florida thing ever.
Oh my gosh. Well, Disney, right? Yeah.
And just cruises.
Yeah. 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 It was interesting. It was an interesting experience. Yeah.
So who did you play often, or did you have multiple characters?
Yes. So I was mainly Yzma, or friends with Yzma. We did a villain show. She's the villain in Emperor's New Groove.
Wait, you were... he's iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah, it was funny because when I auditioned in New York, I actually had never seen Emperor's New Groove, and I got Yzma. So,
oh my gosh.
So I was Yzma, and then I understudied... oh, I was Miss Charlotte from Princess and the Frog in one of the shows as well. And then I understudied Jasmine and Pocahontas, which... very, very white. So
quite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so why was it an interesting experience?
So there were some aspects that definitely were magical. Like the production value of the shows, I mean, it's so beautiful. And I mean, I would wear wigs that were like $700. Like it was special to be a part of the shows, but some of the, I definitely think they try to have you drink the Kool-Aid, like the Mickey Kool-Aid a bit. And I'm just like, I love Disney. Like I do. I grew up with it, as we all did. And I don't know. I just like couldn't drink the Kool-Aid as much as I think they wanted. And I was by no means like a rebel. Like I was very grateful for the experience, but you know, it was, they were definitely a little bit manipulative in ways, with having like, you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were like trying to like brainwash you into like being like what, like the smiliest person. Like when you say drinking the Kool-Aid, what did they want you to be like?
So for example, we definitely like smiley, like making everybody feel the magic for sure. But when we, so we had rehearsals in Toronto for the stage productions, and there was a special day in Disney in the rehearsal process there where they had our character cast like tell this like touching like sob story, and then all the characters came out and they make you do kind of some like not fun work. And I feel like they really drive into you like you need to make people feel the magic to do this. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't want to like, I'm like scared of things to say.
Disney is a powerful company. I would watch out. No.
Yeah.
Many, I mean, many conspiracies.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely reamed into us. Like we had like Disney school. We went to like, I think it was called Disney University for a while in Orlando. There was like a week we went there. They definitely remind you that they own like ABC and like everything.
Yeah. What do you learn at Disney University?
Just the history of the parks and like Walt and kind of everything you would think you would learn at Disney University, and just the inner workings of the parks and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
How was living down the cabins, you know, with other crew members and like, how do you feel like the environment is with the crew on a Disney ship versus a like Royal Caribbean or Princess ship?
Sure. So our cabins, as a main stage performer, we were pretty lucky. We didn't have to bunk with anyone. I had my own cabin with my own bathroom, which is honestly huge to have that space to yourself. Our dancers, unfortunately, had to share. They had, I think, their own cabin, but shared a bathroom. And the character performers actually bunked. So there were like two of them. And so we were very lucky. I feel like my cabin, I made it very homey and cute, of course. But we didn't have a porthole, which is kind of like weird. Very weird. Yeah. In some ways it was nice because you're like, oh, I can get to sleep really easily. There's no natural light. But I feel like we were lucky to have our own cabins. I haven't worked on any other cruise lines, so I don't know what to compare that to, but we were definitely, when we came on board the ship, it's kind of exciting for the other crew members because they have different types of contracts and they're sometimes there for like years on end. We were there on the ship for 7 months. So everybody was excited when we came on, and overall just really cool to work with people who are truly from all over the world. Like I've met some of my best friends that live all over. Like one of my good friends, Taryn, lives in South Africa. I wouldn't have met her if it wasn't for the contract. So right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get tired of kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But, because performing for kids must be a little more difficult to like hold their, like you're giving your all, but they may not be paying attention as much as an adult.
Yeah. There's also the majority of the ship passengers are families. So that's like, I just picture it to be like a loud environment.
Yeah. And to be honest, I would say I'd get more sick of the parents than the kids because, that was interesting. But we as cast had a lot of rules. Like we couldn't go into guest area and areas and drink because if they recognize this from the shows, it's like, oh, Cinderella's drinking, you know, the magic is ruined. And we had a big thing for the ships. I'm not sure if it's the same for the parks, but we had to be in Disney look. Anytime we were not in crew area, so we had to have like shoulders covered, I believe, like dresses had to be a certain length. You had to basically just, you know, look put together. You had to hide tattoos if you had tattoos, which I don't, but people had to like cover their tattoos with makeup. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did you get tired of the parents?
So one of our duties, other than being in the shows, we had to help with character experiences. So we would like be the person helping Mickey or whomever, Donald Duck, they're with the greeting. So we were character greeters. And the characters can only be in those costumes for a certain amount of time because it's hot, uncomfortable, visibility is tricky. And people, like, I'd have to shut down the character lines and parents, oh, but we traveled so far away to see
this guy's
going to
pass out in here.
Yeah.
Gotta let him lay down. Oh, I feel so bad for them. It's so claustrophobic inside of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel
Do
bad for them.
Can you imagine being in Florida or in the Caribbean?
No.
In those costumes?
Ashley, your face.
No. Oh, I know there's way worse jobs, but like I'm claustrophobic as shit. Awful. So like that, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I could never. And they like, you know, are dancing around and stuff. And I can't. Yeah, it was rough. I feel bad for the characters. They work really hard. They work really, really hard. Yeah.
All right. Well, Lizzie, thank you so much for being here. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
I hope I didn't ruin the magic. I hope I didn't ruin the magic.
No. We assume that is difficult work. It's just difficult work. That's it. Yeah.
And knowing me, I will become that parent on a Disney cruise one day.
You will. You will. Yeah.
Enjoy.
My daughter loves this princess.
I pay to be here. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing light and love to little kids around the world through your art.
Pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the laughs.
All right. Bye, Lizzie.
Bye.
If you guys are looking for any kind of gift to give to anyone at any time, Christmas, birthday, anything, I would check out Ana Luisa. I just got the most beautiful temple green necklace from Ana Luisa that I'm going to wear as like a statement piece. And they also have all the basics, gold jewelry, layering pieces, anything for anyone in your life that needs perfect jewelry that isn't like outrageously expensive and it won't turn your finger green or dull.
Yeah. And if you're like me and you're challenged with this Gen Z layering look, they put them together for you. And their jewelry starts at just $39. So they do have fair prices and they have new jewelry collections come out every Friday, which is really awesome. So there's always a new variety out. So it's Ana Luisa and our discount is really awesome. The prices, like I said, start at $39 with sales up to 25%, and you can get a holiday gift at Ana Luisa if you go to www.shop.analuisa.com/get it.
That's ANALUISA.com/get it. I absolutely recommend checking out Ana Luisa, ANALUISA, shop.analuisa.com/get it. I love them. Their pieces start at $39 with sales up to 25% off. Get your holiday gift at shop.analuisa.com/get it.
All right. Next up, we have Kristen, and she is a guest relations VIP tour guide. So, wow, I can't imagine how difficult her job is. Kristen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you currently working at Disney?
No. I just quit in September. But I was there
for
like 6 years.
This is like diaries of an ex-Disney employee.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
tell us,
you quit. Why?
And what's the juiciest page in your diary?
I am so mad because I didn't actually like keep a journal. And that's something that I totally wish I would have done. I worked there for 6 years off and on. 10 because a lot of Disney people will do like this internship and when you're in college and that's kind of how you get in the door and whatever. So I did that way back when, but officially 6 years. I quit. The pandemic was a little bit of a part of it because people were just really mean and I just wanted something new. So now I'm a flight attendant and I get to travel and fly around and it's really cool. So I can still visit Disney, but
we need a flight attendant podcast.
We oh my totally gosh, the do. Stories from that too. I feel like I've.
Why did I think we did? Why
all of the jobs that
I've thought about like having them, but we've had so many stories. Airplane ones.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us some of your crazy Disney stories.
There's so many, but like it's just with VIP tours is one of the jobs that I worked, and it's just leading families around the park. Occasionally it's celebrities, but for the most part, it's just families that come and have money and want to pay for their tour guide.
How much is this?
It varies based on which you're doing, Disneyland or Disney World, because I think Disney World is more expensive.
I heard it's very much worth it.
10 times better.
Because it's like, somebody said like it's over $1,000, but like if you bring
10 people, then it's like $100 a day.
And you get to the front of the line every time.
You do like the fast pass. I don't think it's called fast pass anymore, but you do like the side lines for it, which is better than waiting in the normal line. But it's like $600 an hour, and you have to do a minimum number of hours. So it can be a lot, but you can have up to 10. So if you like get a group together and go, but it's, whenever I tell people that I worked that, people are like, it's such a glamorous job. And I'm like, yeah, it's really fun. Like one minute I'm meeting celebrities and then the next minute I'm eating corn dogs out of my pocket, like on Big Thunder Mountain, because it really just depends.
That sounds delicious.
Right? A good roller coaster meal.
Oh, I love corn dogs. We need to stop for a second and talk about how good corn dogs are.
I don't think I've ever had a corn dog.
What?
Corn dogs are the best.
I just want to know about what celebrities she took around the park.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Who's walking them around?
Definitely not me. Those are like the veterans that have been there forever. I've had a lot of Disney people, which has been really cool. California definitely gets more celebrities than Florida does. Mm-hmm. So most of the times it's been when I've been helping out with like the Christmas taping for the specials that are actually airing like right now, I think. A few years ago, I helped out with Sarah Hyland and Jordan Fisher, and they're super sweet.
Oh, so cool.
And then I've had like a kid from who was on Disney Channel but isn't anymore. And I'm like, how rude. You left and now you were my in and now you're not. I'm sad. But he's doing great things. He's off in college. So I'm like, that's fine. But other than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, you're good. Other than that, I haven't had too many like big celebrities, because a lot of times, especially with Disney World, they come and they have their person and that's the person that they're with like every single time. So you've got to kind of snag them when they're brand new almost, so that you can ensure that you're with them for the rest of the time.
Whoa. So you take them and walk them around wherever they want to go. Like, okay, we want to eat by like whatever Star Wars now, and you bring them to Star Wars, but like, do you talk to them the entire time? I feel like that'd be stressful to keep like a conversation going.
Yeah, you chat with them, you push strollers if you want, you carry babies if you want, you reserve tables, you put them on the rides. It's a really, really wild job, because it's, you're like a nanny, babysitter, personal chef almost, because personal you're the one assistant. That has to know. Yeah, personal assistant essentially. But it's that's really cool, because you get to ride the rides too. So I never really went to the parks when I was off work, because I'm like, I spent my whole day at work riding rides with people already.
But then did you ever have to like go on rides? You're like, I don't want to go on this ride right now, but I have to.
Hate the Mission Space one at Epcot. It's like the...
What? That ride is sick.
It makes me so sick. So I have finagled my way out of that. And then I've had families like beg me. They're like, Kristen, please. I'm like, I will literally throw up on you. No. I'm so sorry. Or you use, when I'm talking about like the eating food out of your pocket, you use rides as excuses to eat sometimes. And, or just to like have a minute. Like, It's a Small World. Wonderful. I will throw them on that ride. That's like a 20-minute ride that I can go eat some food backstage.
Amazing.
And it's great, because you're back there shoveling food and all the other cast members are just like, what are you doing? And you've got like a timer set on your phone.
This sounds like being a Bachelor producer.
I was going to say, it sounds like a hairstylist.
So what's like the biggest complaint you got doing tours? Like, what would people be like so moody about?
Yeah, snarky little shits.
Surprisingly enough, it's like the rain. And that just doesn't come from only from tours. Like, I did guest services at Disney too. That's what I did more so than tours, which is like, we still wore that same plaid outfit, but we were kind of at the front of the park, and I worked at Magic Kingdom. And so it was, people would complain about the rain all the time, and people would legitimately be like, can you put the dome up? And I'm like, the dome? Because they think we can just magically control the weather, and they're mad because rides are closed with the rain or parades didn't go off with the rain. And
they think there's a dome?
Yeah, they think there's like a big dome we can put up to stop the weather.
Did you ever make a TikTok about this?
Hunger Games?
Because I saw a TikTok about an employee that used to work at Disney, and people would ask her to put the dome up. And I'm like, these people are dumb.
Yeah, I more so got complaints doing guest services than tours. Tours people, for the most part, like, they're getting a really good deal out of this. Yes, it's expensive, but they're getting a lot of fun. The guest relations job, that's the one where people would come in like screaming, yelling, like acting like children sometimes. And you just have to be there like, listening to them, and then you'd go backstage and complain about it. But
I heard that they pump oxygen into the parks. Is that true?
Not that I know. I know we used to do the, I don't think we do it anymore, but they used to do like cookie smells on Main Street and like popcorn smells. So that it would pull you in and like want you to buy the ice cream or buy the popcorn. But I don't know if they do anymore.
Ice cream shops at like Disney or like theme parks always have like an overwhelming smell of like fresh waffle cones. I guess they're just
it works. You're like, I need this. You need it. I need ice cream.
Yeah. And it doesn't even taste as good as it smells.
I disagree. I'm more the Dole Whip girl though.
Yes. Yeah, have you had the alcoholic Dole Whip? That's the that's the top one. It's not in the parks because for the most part, the parks are iffy on what alcohol they sell. At least Magic Kingdom is. That's always fun too. You'll get in the park and you've got like this dad who was absolutely dragged there by the mom and the kids, and he's like, "Where can I get a beer?" And I'm like, "You can't, honey. Not here.
You can't."
Wait, what do you mean? Where'd I thought that there's totally alcohol on.
Yeah, so it depends on the park. Magic Kingdom is, it used to be a completely dry park. So they used to have no alcohol ever. Now they serve it at like the sit-down restaurants, but you can't get it and walk around Epcot. Like all the other parks, you can get drinks. But Magic Kingdom is still more dry than others.
One of the most like alarming things as a woman is when you notice your hair thinning. You don't know what to do. There's not a lot of remedies out there, but now we have Nutrafol. Thank goodness for Nutrafol. I recommend it on the daily when someone comes in stressed about their hair. Nutrafol is physician formulated to be 100% drug-free. They use natural, clinically effective botanicals for better hair growth through whole body health.
And it's not just women. In the number that we have, 80 million men and women combined experience hair thinning in the U.S. alone. And again, that stress that you're going through about it is not, you know, adding to the situation well. You know, the more you stress, the more you're going to lose. So we want you guys to start feeling better about your hair. And they even have a hair wellness quiz. They have customized recommendations so you can give yourself the power to grow thicker, stronger hair. And when you subscribe, you're going to receive monthly deliveries so you never miss a dose, and shipping is free, and you can pause or cancel anytime so you don't have to like worry about being committed if you're not liking it. And Nutrafol users, they see thicker, stronger hair with less shedding in 3 to 6 months. So don't like just give up on it right away. Make sure you give it 3 to 6 months. And right now, you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code GETIT to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is the best offer available anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, you're going to get free shipping with every order, so get 15% off at Nutrafol.com. That is spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code GET IT for hair as strong as you are.
Are there any crazy rules that you're given, for example, like, in your job, are there any like weird rules that you're given?
It's more so, I mean, we've gotten less.
Like, I'm thinking of like, you know, when people work with celebrities and they're like, don't look at her in the eye. Like, is there anything like that you're told to do?
With VIP tours, they were like, it's a lot of when you're driving the van, like business deals are happening in the back and you've got to be like, I don't hear a thing, or like, families are fighting and screaming, and it's kind of like, don't go and get involved with it, I guess. Yeah. Like, if someone's talking about some multi-million whatever, or mom and dad are screaming about the worst vacation ever, you just got to drive the van, like, we're going to the next park. Yeah. The rules were mainly strict about like appearance standards, but they've definitely gotten lax. You don't have to, but it's like encouraged. You want to look presentable, essentially. I don't want to say encouraged. You want to look like you didn't roll out of bed, essentially.
That's good for a job.
Yeah. But more so they used to be super strict about like hair color, which they still kind of are with hair color, and nails and that type of stuff with Disney. They've gotten a little more lax with it, which is great. Obviously, right as I left, I'm like, you didn't do this for 6 years while I was here, but now that I'm leaving, you can change everything. Cool.
Right. But, well, we're living in a different world now. I feel like it's
very
kind of hard to tell people. I mean, I'd be like, are you paying for my nails? Like,
yeah, they used to be very strict on colors. And that was like, I just want sparkly and fun and cute things. But other than that, and obviously we still rebelled. We were like, we're going to do like secret sparkles is what we would call it.
Yeah. Secret sparkles.
You'd think that sparkles would be allowed at Disney.
Right. Okay. We're like, it's pixie dust.
Last question, Kristen. What's the most outrageous thing you were requested when working at the guest services desk?
People want to spend the night in like the castle suite that's there. So there's a secret hidden room like in the castle that you can't purchase. And so people would come up and be like, how much?
There's like a long waiting list, right?
There's not even a waiting list. You have to be invited. Like, you can't request to stay there. I think certain celebrities and stuff, they would accommodate, but for the most part, run of the mill, like guests, you can't really request it. So people would come up and try to be like, how much can I pay? And we're like, no. Other than that, it's just a lot of kind of asking for things for their inconveniences that are above and beyond. They want, you know, $500 because it rained and they didn't get to go on one ride, or they want something that is kind of outrageous. It doesn't align with what actually happened with them.
Who gets invited?
I have seen things, and granted, like the stuff that's up there is older, but it was like Kevin Jonas was there once. I think Tom Cruise stayed there. A lot of times it's, I think, for milestones. I think Katy Perry was up there celebrating something. There's like this iconic picture of her on the bed eating pizza. And we were like, why did you do that? Because pizza's so hard to find in the middle of the night. And now people, like families, whenever they would stay there, would be like, what?
Oh, I want pizza. Wow.
Right? And it's midnight and I'm in this little box. Like,
why did you do that, Katy Perry?
But the picture is really cool.
So you have to stay there overnight?
Sorry?
You have to stay there overnight to like help these guests, these random guests.
So when you're in the suite, you're like locked in essentially, because it's not a very small room. It's a really good size room. It's beautiful. But when you can't leave without us there. And so we were there to kind of concierge you out of the park in the morning, or if an emergency happened and stuff like that, we had to be there for them. But a lot of times it was watching Netflix and hiding in a closet waiting for them to wake up.
Wow, that's like some Cinderella stuff right
there. That is.
Interesting. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for all of
you
this
intel. Everything.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And thanks for doing the Lord's work and taking people around.
It was fun. It was a good time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye. Bye.
Wow. Do you think you'll ever get invited to stay there, Ashley?
No. We did get invited to go to the secret restaurant. I forget what it's called. It's not so much
a
restaurant.
Right?
It's like a bar.
Club 33?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah.
And each park has one. And you can go to the Animal Kingdom one, the Magic Park one, the Epcot one.
I love Animal Kingdom.
And it's not really like dinner. It's kind of like drinks, like a lounge, and apparently it's like invite only, which is cool. But Jared and I got invited, of course, right before COVID, so we never ended up going.
Damn, you gotta go.
We have Savannah in, and then I believe that Mindy is also, did she just come in? We're gonna get Mindy and Savannah in here at the same time. They don't know each other, but they both worked as Disney College, as part of the Disney College program internship thing. And I got so many messages from people who worked there on internship. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. How many people get admitted each year, guys, as an intern?
A lot. I mean, Disney pretty much, like, if you go past 2 p.m., they are pretty much operating solely on college students. So,
really?
I mean, So pretty much, I mean, in the parks, at the hotels, I mean, there are thousands of us that they will bring in, they'll recruit us in, pay you minimum wage, put you in an apartment with like 6 to 8 other females and be like, you get free park tickets if you come work for us. So, I mean, you're working like 10-hour shifts. And I mean, that's pretty much like like I got trained as a trainer within 3 months of working there as a college kid, and like was training other people to do my job. I mean, it was, that's just how they run.
This sounds like a Disney sorority. Mindy, what was your experience?
Yes, it felt like a cult, truly. I went there because my friend was doing it, and I was like, oh, this sounds fun. I like had seen maybe 3 Disney movies. I did not watch Disney at all.
Oh,
I
don't interesting. Know why.
I just went there because my friend did, and I was like, that's fun. Everyone loves Disney. Went there and everyone was obsessed with it. And I felt like I was such an outcast because I was like, I don't know. I remember somebody at one of the stores that I worked at came up and asked me a question. And I was like, I don't even know what that character is.
Oh my God.
Whoa. That's insane.
So you could have any job in the park. Like you could work like at retail or run the rides or like what kind of just a wide range of different jobs. And you have no idea or say on what job you'll have.
Yeah, when you like go through the interview process, they'll ask you, like, they basically give you like a list of 10 to 12 roles that you can have, and you can give like an opinion on kind of what you want. I know a lot of times for people who do it multiple times, because some people will do like 4 programs, like they'll try to put you where you want then. But I know I wanted to like work in, I think I said I wanted to be like a character attendant, like the people who watch over the characters. And my first program, they put me as a lifeguard, and I was like, cool. So, like you have no idea, but yeah, I mean, it could literally be put anywhere. It really doesn't matter.
I've always wanted to be a lifeguard.
Yeah. I mean, I did it. That was what I did for my first, like when I was in college, and it was wild.
If you guys have had any emotional issues, panic attacks like me this past month, you may want to check out BetterHelp. I've been utilizing BetterHelp like no other out there. I love that you can have multiple therapy sessions. It's super affordable. I can't believe the amount of therapy I am receiving for the price of BetterHelp.
I'm mind boggled too. I'm like, Lauren, wait, how much?
I know. It's like, it's a wonderful platform. They have journaling. They have a very easy booking system. You see when your therapist is available next, and there's lots of times and availabilities like morning, noon, night. You can find therapy at any time, anywhere.
Their service is available to clients worldwide. They have a broad range of expertise, which may not be locally available in your area. You know, like say you live somewhere rural and you can't find somebody there who specializes in one of the things that BetterHelp counselors specialize in. This is what they do specialize in: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, sleeping, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem issues, all of it, and everything that you share is confidential. It's affordable, convenient, professional, and so many people are using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener of the I Don't Get It podcast, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it.
Join over 1 million people, including me, taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
So do you rotate roles during the summer, or were you the lifeguard the whole summer?
Oh, I was a lifeguard like in like Christmas time. Like there would be nobody in the pool and I was like washing dead
during
water.
Christmas time?
Yeah, wow. Like Christmas day I was working the pool. It was incredible.
Mindy, what were some of the roles that you had?
I just signed up for merchandise, like retail, because that's what I've done my whole life. So I was like, all right, if I'm going into Disney, don't know anything, I'm just going to choose retail, safe. Yeah. So you can like switch if you want to work like different parks or something, you can do that. But I worked at Disney Springs, which is like the downtown Disney.
Okay. The Disney store at Disney Springs is my jam, but I would imagine working there is potentially an opposite experience, but I can spend hours in there. I love finding something really cool and everything in there makes me happy. And I just want to buy all of it.
Yes. The first day I walked in, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I got myself into.
You're just learning the characters. Like, that's Goofy. That's Mickey.
How much money does that store make in one day?
I have no idea. I tried to look it up because I was very interested as well, but it's a lot.
Do you have any stories?
wait, when you're in there, you like don't care about money. You're just like, yeah. Oh, this is so cute. I need it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. $100. I can't come back. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to come back here. So,
Ashley, was I with you when we found the chip mug cup? Was that when, oh when I went God. To, and we were like, I would have sent $1 million on that.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
The fun thing about it is that you can give away products too. So if like a kid is like crying or just basically for whatever reason, they make so much money that you can just be like, oh, here's a magical moment and give them
my God. Free stuff. What? Do they do that to adults? Cool. What if I if I was having a rough day, a mental health day?
I
worked at a hotel and we like at one of the Disney resorts. And if somebody was like rude enough, like if I was not able to get them away from my front desk, I would give them tickets to the park for like 2 extra days if they were just there, because it costs them, it would cost Disney 7 cents to give somebody a free ticket to the park, but then they're going to go into the parks and spend like $200 anyway. So like we would do it all the time and just like give it to them because it's a magical moment for them. But for me, it's like problem solved.
Wow.
It's like, think about it. An ice cream cone there is probably about $8. And then if the whole family gets ice cream, it could be like up to $40 for ice cream. And that's just one little snack.
Right. Yeah. They get full day tickets. I mean, they're going to have to eat. They're going to probably make reservations for something else. Like it's smart. I get it.
That Mickey Mouse ear popsicle, like that's in the shape of Mickey. Oh my God. That chocolate is so decadent.
Must have it.
God,
I used to go to the parks. I used to go to the parks just for food.
Yeah.
Like I would take the like tram and then the boat over there. And I was like, I'm getting this. I'm craving it and I'm going.
Did you get free food there?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, you had to pay for your food there.
Yeah. Do you get a discount?
Yeah, some places though. It was like weird. And like during the holidays, they would try to give you an extra little discount to make you feel good about working Christmas.
So do you work the summers and then like your winter break, or is it a whole year thing?
Because like you're in school, right? Yeah, it was like my program was like over the summer because I started at a water park and then I would go all the way until like New Year's, I think, is when I left. So it was like a 7 month situation. It was pretty long.
I did August through January.
Yeah.
So like five.
How annoying is it with family when you're a family member that works at Disney? Just like my mom would take such advantage that I don't think I could deal.
It was like strangers that would reach out and be like, hey, remember we had biology together 9 years ago? Or like they would ask for tips to make it like more casual. And be like, I might go to Disney in 3 months. But it was just leading up to them being like, so can you get me in? Or like, hey, I'm in Orlando. Can you get me in? Like my family got excited about it too.
You can go whenever you'd like.
Yeah, of course. Go right ahead.
Savannah, your roommate was a character. And you said that some shit that she experienced was shocking and alarming. Whoa. Please elaborate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every day it was like a fun adventure because I lived with 5 other girls and we all became really close out of like trauma. So we would come home and like sit in the living room and just cry it out. And I mean, she's like 100 pounds soaking wet and she's in these costumes, you know, like whatever. She's talking to kids all day long. I mean, she would get bit, she would get pulled over. She'd have to try to like stand to her ground. Like she would have grown adults like screaming at her, like, because they are on like super strict timelines. So you can only be doing this for like 20 minutes before you're gonna, you know, like jeopardize your safety. So she'd be like, I gotta go. And these parents are like screaming at this character, like, you need to stay, you need to meet my daughter. This is her dying wish to meet Daisy Duck. And so she would like, I mean, it's nothing she can do. And she's just stuck there, like, you know, in 120 degrees trying to get out of there. You can't. I mean, people are so crazy there. And as far as characters go, that's like really where the cults come in. Like they have such a God complex. So she would just have to deal with that every day. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Mm. Did you see the... It was like a viral TikTok or I don't know what it was. It was where a woman like groped Gaston at the park and she like grabbed his pecs and kind of went honk, honk, and he was like, "You're out of here! Like, yeah. You're out of here!" Wow. I'm sure that happens all the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, they like people just feel so entitled. Like, I think that they just go into shock because it's like, oh, this is my favorite character that I'm looking at that I've been wanting to meet for, you know. Sometimes it's like the 40 and 50 year olds that are worse than like kids. Like, the kids don't really know what's going on, but these parents are like so excited that they forget like what's going on.
That is a human. That is not Gaston.
Right. That is not Gaston. Wow. He is concerned. He doesn't want you touching him.
Yeah, but in Disney World, like, you're in it. That is Gaston. You know what I mean? It's like, I get it in a way, if that makes sense.
Mindy, do you have any stories like that?
So I worked at that store, World of Disney. Mm-hmm. So it was like the largest Disney store in the world. And it was not so... The worst part is that, like, if you're not obsessed with Disney, then you are, like, not part of, like, the managers, like, barely talked to me. I did not have any friends because
you were shunned out of Disney.
Yes. Oh, no. And I remember you could only have, like, 3 days off or be late 3 times or something. And I had to go home, actually, during mine because my aunt was in the hospital. And I came back and... one of the managers like pulled me into the room and was like, "Hey, like, is everything okay?" And I like started crying because my aunt was in the hospital stuff. And she was like, "Oh, also, by the way, you have to put your hair down because I can see your tattoo behind your ear." I'm like, "Okay, never mind." They like did not care.
Wow.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you in part by Purina. Purina is dedicated to creating richer lives for pets and the people who love them. From helping older pets think like their younger selves to making cat ownership a possibility for more people than ever, Purina is helping pets thrive so they can live long, healthy, and happy lives. Purina has you covered for all your furry friends' needs, whether they meow or bark. From litter to treats to their best-in-class, nutrient-packed food with taste your pets will love, Purina's got your back at every stage of your pet's life. Your pet gives you the joy of the spring sunshine all year round. So today and every day, care for your pet with Purina. Your pet is Purina's passion. To learn more, head to Amazon.com/Purina.
All right, so I teased earlier in the episode that there was this that I was going to tell a story, and I'm going to really make it quick. It was somebody who couldn't get on the podcast. So what happened with them is they were an intern. They got a girlfriend while working there. He snuck the girlfriend in his car. Like, she'd hide in the back seat because they would do car checks before you pulled up into the dorm. And then one time he was found with the girlfriend being smuggled in somehow, whether it was in the dorm or in the car or one way or the other. And he ended up, one, being fired for bringing a girlfriend into his dorm, which, you know, kind of, I guess, is like, okay, Disney rules, kind of get that. But the shocking thing is that they banned him from the park as a visitor for 5 years.
Oh my god.
Isn't that crazy? So if you guys could please elaborate on just the strictness that is the culture of being an intern in your living situation.
I think the housing was the worst part of it for me. I lived at there was like four apartment complexes you could get put into. You can rank which ones you want, but it comes down to whatever they put you in. So I got the worst one. It was called Vista Way. And I don't even think they use that anymore. You couldn't have people over past a certain hour. You couldn't have people spend the night. They came in randomly to do like checks to make sure you did your laundry. It was like,
wow.
So many rules. And
wait, wow.
You said in your message that like you had to keep your laundry up and that you got graded on the state of the cleanliness of your apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they would give you like a 2-week period where they could come in and they had like a list of things that they check for. And so in that 2 weeks, they could come in at any time and they like check your shower if it's clean, if you hang up your clothes, if your bed is made, just the overall cleanliness. And we got so ours was really clean. We got a, it's like white glove award and you get like free cookies. Yay.
I love cookies.
But so ours was like super clean, but we had so many cockroaches. It was awful. Oh, that was the worst part. And like we had someone come in and fix it, whatever. And he said, there's nothing you can do because it's coming from like other apartments. I'm like, yay, Disney. That was the worst part for me.
Mm-mm. I had my best friend in the program, we didn't know, we worked together and she lived in the apartment right across from me conveniently. So like I would ride just to work with her every day. But she was like above the age of 21. I think she was like 23 at the time. But the way Disney would do it is they would divide it between like people who were underage and people who were of age. And then if you were overage, but you didn't want to be with like partiers, you could opt out and like live with minors. So my friend, I guess, did that because she didn't really go out that much. She didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. But she ended up like being friends with everyone until a certain point in her program. And so she had brought home like a bottle of wine for her friend who had like a shit day at work. And so they went to the apartment and literally had like a bottle of wine. It was just the two people who were over the age of 21, cracked it open, didn't even drink anything of it, like literally popped the lid open. Their roommate that like had it out for her went to security, said that they were going to get like food or whatever, went to security, ratted her out. She ended up getting like terminated from her program and then was on like a restricted rehire for like going back if she ever wanted to work for the company again, even though she was like of age, didn't actually
drink. Because
she decided
to live with the younger people.
Yeah. And because she like had alcohol in her apartment, even though it was not sipped, she was of age. Nobody else had had any of it. You could tell she was like, could never. And she tried to go back like years later and reapply and couldn't.
Wow.
So after living through all of this, working for the company, will you guys go to Disney and enjoy yourself at the park as like a visitor?
It's definitely different. Like I have tried to go back like just for like the nostalgia of it. Like it's just a lot different. I'm kind of the same as Mindy. Like I wasn't a huge Disney fan. I definitely grew up on it, but like I didn't really care that much about the parks. It's just different, like, especially because I got fired when COVID hit. So, like, I was kind of, like, just put in a weird situation. So, I put a bad taste in my mouth the way that they fired 30,000 people like that. Mm. So, like, I just go back and have, like, a really bad taste. So, like, that magic of it all is never going to be as fresh as it was, like, going, you know, in high school or whatever.
Mindy?
Yeah, so I did it in 2016, and I didn't go back for a few years because I was like, I have had enough of it. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But no, I want to go back now and it's still fun. It's just, yeah, now that I know like the behind the scenes, when I see like people with college name tags, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Now I feel like there's a real reason behind a lot of the strict policies. A lot of the kids that do the internship, they want to go into hospitality. Do you think that it's a great program for people that want to work in that industry?
I did it because it was a good thing to put on my resume. I still think that it looks really good and it's good experience to work for such a big company like that. So I don't regret it in that sense.
Yeah, definitely paved the way for me, like for a lot of things. My like best friend went in and worked in hotels and completely changed career paths because of it. So I mean, it definitely gives you some good opportunities. I still tell people, like, don't go there to make money. Like, you're going to go there and you're going to work hard and you'll meet cool people or you might, like, hate your life. But it's fine. You can handle anything for 6 months. Aww.
I have a rant. Thanks for that. I have a random last question. Do you guys know anything about Celebration and the town Celebration and what goes down there? And
yeah.
Ashley, Lauren, do you know about Celebration?
I have no idea what that is.
I know the name Celebration Florida, but I don't know what goes down there.
So it's a neighborhood town owned by Disney where people live, like it's where they live, but they have to follow certain rules to live there. And I'm curious, I want to hear everything you guys know about it. All I've heard from growing up in Florida is that if you have people over your house has to smell like freshly baked chocolate chip cookies or something, and you have to say hi to everyone on the street. And apparently it is sort of this manufactured happiest place on earth type of place. But what do you guys know about it? Because it's I really don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the details behind it. I had a friend that lived there in an apartment complex. I mean, you drive down those streets. Like, I would go during Christmas time because it was so super cute. They'd have, like, ice skating rinks and stuff. But it feels fake. Like, it feels like you're walking down, like, literally a movie scene. It doesn't feel real. The people look, they're fine. But it's just, like, it's definitely a really wealthy area. It's definitely people who, like, have an inn. It just doesn't feel like a real town at all.
Yeah, I only went there. So I did my program in the fall. So I went there to like get pumpkins. They had like a cute thing. So we went there and that's pretty much all. I've only been there once. And like she said, it was super like creepy and there wasn't like anybody like out and about. It was like, I feel like it's fake. It's like a movie set.
Weird. I'd love to see that.
I know. I want to go.
Yeah.
Now, next really pretty, on the podcast, but we got to get somebody from Celebration Florida.
Well, this was amazing. Thank you guys so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Very insightful.
So much. Yeah. Insightful. Thank you so much.
See you guys. Bye.
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 Bye. Well, that concludes our behind the scenes Disney.
I think basically what we came into conclusion is it's just hard work. Like they're not going to make it easy on you and you got to be dedicated.
But that's not groundbreaking to me. It's like, if you work at Six Flags Universe, like any, that type of work in general, well, wherever it is.
For sure. But like hard. As like a spectator, like, oh, it's magical. And I guess what you behind the scenes, they're slaving away and, you know, working hard. So I guess that's the only contradiction is happiest place on earth. For you, right, visitor.
But that's how like every good resort is, right?
Absolutely, it's
anything. That's why I loved watching The White Lotus, because you get this contrast between the guest experience and what people were going on. But I mean, it's when people walk into Victoria's Secret, it was the most miserable job of my life. Exactly. But when people walk in there, they're like, lotion, sweetie, songs, like, and I'm like, this is hell for me.
That is so true. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, very good. I love that.
Yeah, it was very, I liked it too. All right, guys. All right. Well, we love you so much. Thanks for joining us today. And if you want to do behind this, if we should do a behind the scenes series, let us know what other places you'd like behind the scenes of. Like, we did fast food, we did Disney. What else is there?
Yes. Sure. Love you guys.
A ton more. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.